if you have discipline, you don't need motivation. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series. One of the things that I hear more than almost anything else is, I'm unmotivated. How do I get more motivated? How do I stay motivated? And I'll be the first one to say, it feels way better to be motivated than it does to be unmotivated. That is for sure. But if you have discipline, you don't need motivation. There are so many things that you do regularly without motivation. When I think about myself, I brush my teeth before I get in the shower every single morning, and I've never once been motivated to brush my teeth before I get in the shower. I'm usually in a rush, want to get in, want to get out, have something to do, but that doesn't stop me from brushing my teeth. I don't go through the, I can do it later, I'll start tomorrow, skipping once won't hurt. I just brush my teeth before I get in the shower. It's what I do, right? And there's so many things like that. While my coffee is getting started in the morning, I'm emptying the dishwasher and putting dishes in the sink from the kids' breakfast. That is something that I do, and I can't say that I have ever felt motivated to empty the dishwasher. But it's a discipline. It's a discipline because it is a habit. And that is the focus and needs to be the focus more than how can I get motivated? How can I stay motivated? Instead, how can I develop discipline? What can I practice today so that I am more disciplined when I go to bed tonight than I was when I woke up this morning? It's habit. It's routine. It means doing it even when you're stressed, even when you're tired, even when you don't feel like it, even when it has to look a little bit different. You know, there are times when I'm brushing my teeth and it's a minute and a half, and there are times when I'm brushing my teeth and it's 30 seconds, but I still brush my teeth. And the same thing can show up for your workouts or for meal prep or making sure you're prioritizing protein at every meal or drinking water before you have coffee or whatever it is that you want to be consistent in executing. If you have discipline, you don't need motivation. And we don't have to wish for discipline because we can practice it and have it show up in our lives as a result of that practice. Look today at where and how you can practice being disciplined. And the more that you practice, the easier it's going to become. And the great thing about that is when you start to experience results, you'll experience more motivation to continue. But at the end of the day, we don't want it to hinge on how we feel, on if motivation is high or if motivation is low. This is one of the things that we're really going to emphasize and help people implement this daily practice of discipline in Strong Foundations, because together we're going to be doing 3 to 4 workouts per week, strength training workouts. We're not going for a jog, we're not doing sprints, building strength. And while Morgan and I can provide the workouts and teach you how to do the movements, you have to be disciplined to do it. You don't have to be motivated to do it, but you do have to be willing to develop discipline in yourself. And the good news is, like I said, you've already done that in other areas. Sometimes we don't do it with food, or we don't do it with fitness, or we don't do it with money, and we blame it on motivation. It's because I'm not motivated. You don't need motivation if you have discipline. If you haven't joined us in Strong Foundations, definitely do so. We kick off the first week of January. You can go to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you have any questions about it, let me know. Otherwise, I will see you tomorrow.